Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be able to come back once again into your homes, just telling somebody the good news, and telling you about the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and Betty Yearwood. And we're just reaching the world for Christ. So if you want to be a part of this service today, well, call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. Call in and just be a part of the service with us. We'll enjoy just worshiping the Lord together. So we're going to be speaking tonight on Stand Still and See the Salvation of the Lord. So that's going to be the subject tonight. So I want you to call in and just worship with us in spirit and truth, and we'll just have a great time in the Lord. So at this time, I'm going to let Sister Betty make her church announcements and the prayer request and everything.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We have several prayer requests. Martha and Roy Sexton need healing in their body. Bob and Clara Hicks still need God to move for them. And we've got 5 kids that need salvation, so remember them. And pray that God will send the right preacher into our church. And Fred Branham needs a miracle. He's got cancer. Keith Green needs a miracle. Remember Betty and Stephanie tonight. They're going to be starting school on the 8th. And Roxy Wiley has cancer. And let's continue to pray for Joanna's mother, Midge, that God will meet all her needs and take care of her. She just lost her husband last week. Let's remember Debbie Samples, that God will touch her and her body. And let's pray for the revivals that we're going into, that God will save and deliver and set free all the people, and that they'll just receive a blessing from God. And we're going to be in revival at Harvest Tabernacle, 12755 Pleasant Valley Road, Chillicothe, Ohio, August the 11th through the 14th at 7 p.m. Pastors are Brother Michael and Sister Lorna Millette, and they invite everybody in the surrounding areas to come out and be a part of this. So let's all just go to the Lord in prayer.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's also make mention of the street service September the 27th and the 28th. We're going to be having a street service here in Madisonville, Tennessee, in between the courthouse and Volunteer Federal, between the red lights. We want everybody to just bring your lawn chair and just come out, and we'll just have a great time in the Lord and looking for signs and wonders and miracles are in the street. So does anyone else out there got a prayer request, want to make it known? Praise the Lord. Brother John?
Yeah.
You have any prayer
requests? Yeah, I'm here, brother.
You have any prayer
requests? I think you pretty much covered it all. I don't think we have any we've got some people traveling, and we're trying to go into revival. Just pray that God will stir our hearts. We had a great move of God Sunday night, and we had a young couple that's they're actually having their just really pray for them. It's Brother Kevin and Jenna Hobbs. They're actually having their first revival. They're associate pastors of a church in Smyr, Georgia, and they're having their first revival this Friday and Saturday night. And so just pray for them. I believe God's going to open up some more doors for them as far as their revivals. But they've done a great job as a young couple, and amen. Just pray for them, and appreciate they continue to pray for Sister Debbie. And just like I said, I know you've already brought that out. And we've got some people that are traveling in across the country right now. So just pray for them for traveling mercy, if you would, please.
Okay. Well, what about your legs? How are they doing?
I'm doing a whole lot better. I'm doing real good with them. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
what
Lord
about you, Brother Eddie?
Yeah, I've got a cousin, that Roxy Wiley. Just be sure and remember her. And I didn't even know she had cancer until somebody told me here about a week ago. And I'd just like for you to remember. I've got some special requests before the Lord that I need God to move in. And remember all my family tonight.
Amen. Well, let's just take these prayer requests to the Lord, then we'll come back and obey the Lord. So, praise the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus,
Lord,
we come in agreement right now.
Lord,
with all of these prayer requests,
God, that you
Lord,
would
just bring them to you.
And Father, that you would just Heavenly Father, put your finger down upon each one.
Lord, that you would touch.
God, that each one, Lord, would meet with the heart of Father.
Lord,
I pray, Father, Lord, that you would move for him, Lord, and strengthen his body, Lord, and
Father,
we ask, Lord,
most of all, God, that save that soul, God, that is so near to hell, Father, without any hope,
God,
Lord, we give you the praise, Lord, for an
God, I pray for Roxy Wiley,
oh, God, in the name of
her and heal her, Lord, of that cancer, Lord, God, we pray, Heavenly Father, today for these that travel across the country, that, God, that you'd watch over them and keep them safe, Father, Lord,
just
bring them back home safe, Father, and
for
each request, and then, Lord, just move, Lord, for this street meeting, Lord, that
Lord
got
God,
up, Lord, that you'd move greatly, Father, send
them
to the people, Lord, and God, move, Father, and pull your Spirit out upon it, Father, and God, we ask you, Lord, that you would, Lord, just by your Spirit, you said it wasn't by power, nor by might, but you said it by my Spirit, saith the
Lord,
and God, we pray that you would move greatly, Father, and bless
us in
the service tonight, Lord, we pray, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, we give you thanks, honor, and glory,
God, that you will be with us.
Yes,
and give
Lord.
Us a safe trip there and back, God. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Brother Eddie?
Yeah.
I believe you was the first one that called in there. If you want to go ahead and obey the Lord, why, just go ahead. You're Brother John, either one. But
well,
should
let John go ahead, brother.
Okay. Brother John?
Well, I appreciate it. Talking about standing still and see the salvation of the Lord. Tonight, I know many of us probably are going, but God was dealing with me. The Spirit of the Lord was dealing with me out of Exodus chapter 14. Amen. That's one of them. There's some many passages in the Bible that speaks about that. But here were the children of Israel. They had been in bondage. In fact, they had been at a time. Amen. And I know that there's many underneath the sound of my voice tonight that you're in bondage to other people. You're in bondage to bitterness and rigor, amen. The children of Israel had come to a point, amen. What had happened is they had come to a place, amen, that the Pharaoh rose up, the ruler of Egypt, and when he rose up, he didn't know, amen, the children of Israel anymore. He didn't know, this was a Pharaoh that did not know, amen, Joseph's hand and the blessing to Joseph, amen, that had happened in Egypt at the time. And they saw and they began to become envious and amen, how they seen the strength, amen, as the Hebrew children began to come forth, and amen, and how they were blessed, and the hand of God was upon them, and amen, and so they began to put them in bitter bondage, but this was something, amen, that they were in captivity, and amen, at the time, as the children of Abraham and children of faith, that God had spoken to him that there'd be 430 years, amen, that they would come, but this is the time of deliverance, and church tonight, you need to know this is a time of deliverance tonight. And as they begin to come out, amen, as Moses, amen, it was even earlier in his life, and even at that time, there was persecution that every male child, every male Hebrew would be put to death. But God had made a way for Moses, amen, to be put in a bag among the in a basket among the rushes and among the water, amen. And Pharaoh's daughter had found him, amen. And even Miriam, his sister, had come, and amen. As Moses was drawn out of the water, that's what Moses. The word Moses means drawn. He was drawn out of the water. She named
amen.
Him Moses, and he's in the Pharaoh's house, amen. He rose up, and he had the blessing of the Pharaoh's house. He had the very best. But, amen, there was a coming in a time because he was grown up, and amen, that there would be a time that Moses, amen, would leave the Pharaoh's house and suffer the afflictions, amen, of those that of his brethren, amen. And as he came, and amen, as a time, amen, that he began to grow up and begin to see, and he began to discern between brethren and brethren, amen, that one time that grows up and, amen, he even slew an Egyptian, and as he slew an Egyptian, this was known. He thought it was not known, but it was known, so he ran for his life, and as he ran for his life, he ended up, amen, going to Midian there and taking care of the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, who was a Midianite priest, amen, and as he was taking care of the flock on the backside of a desert, the Spirit of the Lord appeared to him, amen, out of a bush, began to speak to him out of that bush, amen. A bush that was on fire that was not consumed. Church, you need to know tonight that the Word of God and the Spirit of God is the Spirit that's on fire, that's speaking you, amen, hallelujah, and trying to light your fire and causing you to be
amen.
A bush that will be on fire that not be consumed. Hallelujah. And as Moses began to try to wiggle out of it, to try to move out of it, he said, I'm not with elegant speech, amen, but here comes Aaron, his brother, amen, and he would be his mouthpiece. He would be, amen, when you don't have elegant speech, amen, God will make provision for you tonight, church. Church, you need to know tonight it's time for us to stand still. The word stand still means to hold your ground. Church, you need to hold your ground right where you're at in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. But the Bible says, amen, that he sent him forth out of, I believe that's in Exodus chapter 3, and he said, who shall I say sent me? And he said, tell them I am sent thee. Hallelujah. He is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob tonight. He's the God of those that are alive, amen, and well. And you need to know tonight, amen, as they went through the bitter bondage, amen, as the children of Israel become even more, amen, as Moses was sent there. Amen. And there was many plagues sent upon Egypt. But there at the last of the plague, amen, of the firstborn, amen, come throughout the land. But everyone, amen, that sacrificed the lamb, the children of Israel sacrificed the lamb for each house. That lamb was representation of the Lord Jesus Christ, that representation of the salvation, the Savior, amen, of each household that was covered by the blood. That last plague was the plague of death of the firstborn. He said, if I see the blood upon the lintels, amen, of the doorpost, amen, that I would pass over you. And that's where we get the Passover, amen, feast. And hallelujah, I'm just trying to lay some groundwork. But as even at that, there came the time, amen, that
man.
This Pharaoh did not know the Lord God of Israel. He did not know the Lord God of Moses or those that had come. But finally at a time, amen, they come, amen, and starting in verse chapter 14 of Exodus, that the Lord spoke unto Moses, told him to go and encamp there in verse 2. I'm going to paraphrase a lot of this for the sake of time. But told him to encamp between Pi-Hahiroth and Migdol. Pi-Hahiroth was the mouth of the caverns or the mouth of the canals. And Migdol was the tower. You know, tonight the Bible says, amen, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and is safe. We can run into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It will be a strong tower tonight. Amen. We just got to come to Jesus. But the Bible says, he said, I want you to camp over against between the sea and Baal-Zephon, and by the sea. And the Bible says that Pharaoh saw the children of Israel entangled, amen, in the land, and the wilderness had shut them in. And he said, I will harden Pharaoh's heart. He's speaking to Moses. He said, I'm going to harden Pharaoh's heart. He's going to be strong against you. He's going to be hard against you. There in verse 4, he said, I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. You know, there was a time, amen, that they would come, and the children of Israel would encamp by the sea.
They would be enclosed in it and no way out, amen, if the enemy come behind them. So there was a particular place that God had them to set up their tents, amen. And you know what? Tonight, God's got a particular place for you to encamp, amen, when the enemy is chasing you. Amen. You might be chased by guilt tonight. You might be chased by sin tonight. You might be chased, amen, by the representation of the world. You might be pursued tonight, amen, by lust. You might be pursued by Satan and the forces tonight. You might be pursued by spiritual wickedness in high places. You might be pursued by rulers of darkness, whatever's pursuing you tonight, amen, hallelujah. God's got a place of encampment for you to see the salvation of the Lord tonight, church. He's got a special encampment, amen. The direction, and the Bible says there in verse 5, and it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants were turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this? We have let Israel go from serving us. They let Israel go, amen. And as they let Israel go, they found out, amen, that the children of Israel had done for them. And now they had not been able to do for themselves because they had built the cities. And amen, I feel prophetically, amen, there are many, amen, the world's trying to get you to build up the world, build up the things of the world, using you, amen, as children of captivity. But I want to guarantee you tonight, by the word of God, that it's time for you to stand still. It's time for you to hold your ground and see the salvation of the Lord tonight. It's time for you to see,
amen,
not only the salvation, but even in that initial interpretation there, it says you will actually see the Savior. You will see your Savior. Tonight, amen, you know, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Our salvation is nearer than we believe, church. We need to know, amen, that the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, is hallelujah, stick is closer than a brother. And the Bible says there in verse 6 of Exodus 14, and he made ready his chariot and took his people, talking about Pharaoh, with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. So here he took his chariot. He had taken chosen chariots. He had took his people. He took 600 chosen chariots that he had chosen. He took all his captains and every one of them. And the Bible says that in verse 8, and the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. In other words, they went up with their hands up. Excuse me, church. You can come out of your captivity with your hands lifted up. The Bible says, lift your hands in the sanctuary tonight. Oh, clap your hands in the sanctuary tonight. When you've come out of your bondage, church, it's time for you to lift your hands to heaven. Amen. And know that you've been set free by the power of God. But the Bible says there in verse 9, but the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army overtook them, encamping by the sea beside by Hiroth and Beelzephon. And when Pharaoh, verse 10, and when Pharaoh drew nigh, and the children of Israel lifted up their eyes and beheld the Egyptians marched after them. Hallelujah. They were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Amen. You know, they had come to a place to leave us there. They had cried out to be delivered. How many of you have cried out to be delivered, and then when you get delivered, then you get to murmuring and complaining about because you've been delivered and you don't like where you've been taken from to where you've been taken to? But tonight you need to know that the steps of the Lord are the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You need to acknowledge him in all thy ways. The Bible says, commit thy ways to the Lord, and he will bring it to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. If you acknowledge him, he'll direct thy paths. And tonight, amen, when you're going to walk with him. Walk in agreement. The Bible says in Amos 3 and 3, how can two walk together except they be agreed? And the Bible says here in verse 11, and they said unto Moses, because there are no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherewith thou hast dealt with us to carry us forth out of Egypt. So now they begin to murmur unto Moses. Moses was a great guy until they got in trouble. You know, so many times we cry out to people, and, you know, they're great people when they help us get out of deliverance. But when trouble comes, when tribulation comes, when it's such a gorgeous, that's the people, amen, that have no debt. Amen. These are the people that all their relationship is up above ground and have no debt. Church, tonight we need to get in the depth of our salvation. Amen. We need to get into the depth. Deep wells, amen, hallelujah, the wells of salvation. But that's another message for another time. And then the Bible says, hallelujah, in verse 12, he says, is this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians, for it has been better for us to serve the Egyptians that we should die in the wilderness. You know what they're realizing? You know what they were saying to God? Lord, it had been better for you to leave me in the world than to bring me out into this wilderness. You know, amen, there came a time, amen, that in the midst of that wilderness there was a place of promise. There was a land of promise. There was an encampment. There was a holy ground. Come on, church. On the backside of the desert, everywhere God is holy ground. Amen. Wherever you put your hand, he said he'll give it to you tonight, church. Amen. It might not be much. Amen. But I'll tell you what, when the Lord's there, it's everything. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven is likened to, amen, is likened to a man who went and bought a field, amen, and found in that field a pearl of great price. In that field, amen, the kingdom of heaven, that pearl of great price is Jesus Christ. You need to know something today. He said that. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. The Lord Jesus Christ desires for us to be with him tonight. He desires for us to be with him, and we desire, amen, tonight we need to desire, amen, the Lord. The Bible says he's seeking such a worship. The Bible declares in John chapter 4, in that now is the hour when the true worshipers must worship in spirit and truth, and the Father seeketh such to worship. And the Bible says here in verse 13, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Remove that fear. Perfect love cast out fear. He told the children of Israel, fear ye not, stand still. In other words, hold your ground and seek the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. He's not going to put it off tomorrow. He's not going to put it off 2 weeks from now. God's going to show you his hand today. God's going to show you his arm today. God's going to show you his salvation today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he says, for the Egyptians whom you have seen today, your enemy that you've seen today, you won't see him anymore. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 41 that he shall uphold thee with the right hand of his righteousness, and your enemy shall be as naught, as a thing of naught, as nothing. You need to know today that, amen, that whatever's pursuing you, whatever enemy you have, is underneath the feet of Jesus Christ. And as it's underneath the feet of Jesus Christ, amen, he says, get my Lord unto the right side, amen. Amen. And you know what? In this life, we are to sit down at the right hand, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ in this life, and to make all our enemies underneath his feet, because the Bible says the heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool, and he's looking everything underneath his feet. As we sit at his feet, the Bible says in Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light, my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? This is what he's talking. Here was David. David knew about being pursued. David knew about someone coming after him. David knew all the time, amen, about being chased by his enemy. Not only his enemy, those that he had delivered, those that he helped deliver, amen, the children of Israel, amen, as he come into the camp, amen, and as how he overtook, amen, he said he come to Goliath, amen, in the name of the Lord. But the pursuer, the champion, amen, had come, and God brought a great deliverance to King David, who was not king at that time, but he had the heart to follow after God. And tonight, amen, church, if you have the heart to follow after God, he'll make you kings and priests in his kingdom. Hallelujah. But hallelujah, he told the children of Israel to stand still, hold your ground. And he said, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Not only shall you hold the ground, but you shall hold your peace. Hallelujah. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speaking to the children of Israel, that they go forward. Now you got to remember something. The Red Sea was before them. Church, God speaking to you tonight, and he's telling you to go forward. When the Red Sea's before you, the enemy's behind you, you have no other place to go. You have to understand, God had already told Moses, go here and camp here. When you camp here, the Pharaoh is going to come after you. When the Pharaoh comes after you, my honor is going to be upon him. When my honor comes upon him, Pharaoh and his people are going to find out that I am also the Lord. Hallelujah. You know what? Many times, amen, your enemy's coming after you. And you know why they're coming after you? To come to know the Lord that you serve. The Bible says, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works, amen, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You have to understand tonight that as we are getting on this broadcast, this is camping out time. This is camp meeting time. Amen. This is what God has called us for this particular time, from 6 to 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, every Tuesday night, to set up camp. And even though the enemy's pursuing us, amen, on this broadcast, it's time for us to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and hold your ground. When the enemies come in, and fear ye not. Perfect love cast out fear, because the Lord shall fight for you. He said, go forward, as we are instructed to go forward tonight, church. He said, but lift up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. Now, he instructed him. David said in Psalm 23, he said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The rod and staff was a type and shadow of the Comforter. You have the Comforter tonight. That Comforter is the Holy Ghost that comes in and abides with you. And that, amen, he said, the Father will send the Comforter in my name. Tonight you can receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost tonight, church. That Holy Ghost is an abiding Comforter that will come as you lift up the rod, as you lift up the staff. And he said, divide it. He said, divide the sea, Moses. Divide the water. God had empowered him to divide the sea, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. He said, dry ground. You have to understand something. That's a miracle within itself. Because immediately when have you ever seen the sea? Have you ever walked through mud, amen, and water where it's rained and everything? What was so great about that, as he divided the sea, the whole nation of Israel walked across on dry shod. Not muddy, not mucky, dry ground. God dried the ground immediately. Hallelujah. As soon as he divided the waters, and the Bible says, and I, behold, I, God speaking to Moses, he said, and I, behold, look, you need to look. I will harden the heart of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. They shall follow the children of Israel unto the sea. They shall go forward also. And the Bible says, And upon Pharaoh, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh. Verse 18, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. They were brought here. The Egyptians, Pharaoh, and the horsemen were brought there to know that he's the Lord. Some of you have been brought, you've come and you pursued the children of God, the true God. But you know why you've been brought here tonight? You know why you've been brought to this broadcast? To know that the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior. Maybe you didn't know him. Maybe you've been in some kind of other religion or some kind of other belief. But you're here tonight and you're camped out. You've come after. You followed some others. Maybe you followed someone to this broadcast. Maybe you followed someone. But you know why you're the reason you're here? But the good thing about it is God's going to save your life. He's going to be your Savior. He's going to come and turn you, and you're going to be able to walk across on dry shod land. You're going to be able to go forward as the children of God. There is a way that seemeth right to a man, but then there are other ways of death. Verse 19, and the angel of God went from before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. The Bible says in Psalms 34 and 7, that the angel of the Lord encamped around about those that fear the Lord and delivers them. And the angel of the Lord, the messenger of God, who went before him, the angel of his presence went from before the children of Israel to behind them. He come between them and their enemy. And the Bible says, and it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud of darkness to them. But it gave light by night to thee. You need to know tonight, that same presence. Church, tonight, if you don't know the Lord of Israel, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, it will be darkness to you. If you're pursuing his children, it will be darkness. But tonight, you can come over to the light. Tonight, you can come to Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. You can come and have, amen, you don't have to grope anymore in darkness. You don't have to stumble, amen, in your sins. But tonight, you can come. You can stand still. You can hold your ground and see the salvation of the Lord tonight. And the Bible says that Moses stretched out his hand, verse 21, over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided all night long, the east wind. God came, amen, and divided the waters. And the children of Israel went to the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on the right hand and on the left. Church, when you get in the midst of the way, that walking, straight is the gate, narrow is the path, and few be there that find it. Tonight you need to know in Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14, many are called, but few are chosen. You need to know tonight, amen, it's the straight way. The straight way is where God has directed, where God has divided. The Bible says in Isaiah 60, I believe it is, somewhere around verse 14, it talks about, amen, also that thy walls are salvation. And thy gates of praise, church, you need to know tonight that the children of Israel are walking in the midst of the salvation, glory, power of the Lord Jesus Christ. They stood still while they were told to stand still, and then they went forward. Church, some of you have held your ground. But God is saying, all right, you've been encamped here long enough. Some of you have been encamped for a long time. You've been waiting for the salvation of the Lord. It's here tonight. It's here tonight by the messenger, by the angel of the Lord. Hallelujah. He's moved before, and he's went between you and your enemy. And the word of the Lord is saying, and you would say within yourself, I can't go forward. And God said, go forward. Go forward. I'll cause it to be dry shod land. I'll cause you to be well. I'll cause you to be walls of water on. So I'll cause it to be salvation. You'll walk in the midst of the waters. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll cause you to walk in places that would be impossible. I'll cause you to go forward. I'll cause you to walk in the seas of the world, in the deep. Hallelujah. Because he deep calls in the deep at the noise of the water spot. And the Bible says, and it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked into the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, and they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. His honor came upon them. The Egyptians knew that the Lord, he was God. The Egyptians knew that the Lord was fighting their battle, and Israel was holding their peace. And the Bible said, and the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength. When the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the hosts of the Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them, not one of their enemy remained. Church, not one. You know, God's no respecter of person. And you know what, tonight? God can destroy every one of your enemy, and not one of your enemy will remain tonight.
Amen.
And the Bible says, but the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on the right hand and on the left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Church tonight, you can walk across, and the wall shall be on your right and on your left. The salvation shall be all around you. The good thing about it is tonight that the Egyptians are coming forth and being saved. The children of Israel are coming forth and being saved. The Gentiles are coming forth and being saved. Every one of your enemies have, because see, here's what he brought. He's come, amen, and he's made it available for you all to walk across on dry land. All for you tonight, every one of you, whether you be Jew or Gentile, whether you be bond or free, tonight you have a chance to stand still, hold your ground, and see the salvation of the Lord. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother John. That's wonderful word of God there that you brought forth there. We'll let Tim sing us a song here, then we'll get Brother Eddie in there to obey the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just worship with him as he sings.
The Father has a plan, though it's hard to see it now. You feel you're walking all alone, but he's there, no doubt. When the storm around you rages, and you're tossed to and fro, when you're faced with life's decisions, not sure which way to go, stand still and let God. When you feel that you have reached the end.
Street service here, then I'll turn you loose to obey the Lord.
Go ahead, brother.
Reaching the world for Christ, and Angelus Lloyd Yearwood presents 2-day city revival, Holy Ghost Street Services, September 10th and 28th, 2013, Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. nightly. Location is between the Madisonville Courthouse and the Volunteer Bank on Main Street in Madisonville, Tennessee. We'll have guest preachers and special singers each night. Please bring your lawn chairs and come out and worship the Lord with us. Looking for wonders and miracles, expecting to see souls saved, set free, delivered, and healed in these services.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So I want everybody to mark their calendars on September the 27th and 28th and just come on out. And I tell everybody they can sit on the white line that night and not have to worry about traffic because the streets will be blocked. So we're going to have Holy Ghost time in the Lord. So, Brother Eddie, just go ahead and obey the Lord.
All right, I'm going to try to bring this message from the 20th chapter of 2 Chronicles. And starting in verse 3, it says, "And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even out of all the cities of Judah. They came to seek the Lord." Now, brother, there was three nations that had come down against Israel, and brother, Israel needed help. And it's just like us a lot of times that, brother, when the enemy come in like a flood, the Bible said, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And brother, we need help sometimes, and the only help that we've got is in the Lord. And brother, God can change things around, and he can change situation, and brother, he can change things to where that it looks like when destruction comes, brother, the destruction will be turned to victory, and God will defeat your enemies. And brother, I'll tell you today that Jehoshaphat stood there, and he said, "And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over the kingdom of the heathen, and in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee." Brother, and he goes on down through there, and he talks about that, brother, the things that God, what he said he would do, and what he told Abraham that he would do, that they would inherit the land. And brother, like I said, you're these three armies, these three nations, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, to come down against him. Listen to him. He said, "Oh, our God, in verse 12, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee." Brother, sometimes there's just things that we can't do. It don't matter, because it's bigger than we are. Brother Jehoshaphat recognized that with these three nations that come down against him. And brother, they had come down to destroy Israel. But let me tell you, Israel was God's chosen people, and God wasn't about to let them be destroyed.
Oh, listen to me today, brother, thank God. Brother, when you are one of God's chosen one, when you're a child of God, God will keep you, and God will help you. Brother, when the lack of sin down many to go, when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord turneth up a standard against him. And brother, when the enemy come in, brother, I'll tell you something, you can't help it if the enemy come against you. Brother, if you're doing anything for God, he'll come against you, brother, to try to stop you. Brother, but I'll tell you something, that if you go and begin to seek after God, God will work in your behalf, and God will begin to move in the situation, and you'll begin to turn the heart of the enemy, brother, and God will help you to come out victorious. We can't help it because of the trials and the temptation that come upon us, but brother, we can help it if we stand, or if we throw our hands up and quit. If we don't throw our hands up and quit, one of the writers said, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Brother, I want you to know today there's a victory in this. The Bible said in 1 John, the 5th chapter, it said it's the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And brother, I want you to know, so God was getting ready to do a great work here among these people. He said in verse 14, but this verse 13 before I go on, said, and all Judah stood before the Lord, and their little ones and their wives and their children. Brother, it wasn't just the men, but it was a whole family. Stood before God, seeking after God today. Let me tell you today, there's a lot of people that says, I won't make my children go to church. But let me tell you something, brother, whenever you begin to take your children away from the presence of God, you're inviting the enemy to come in, brother, because their protection is gone. But let me tell you today, brother, when you get your children before the presence of God and get the word of God instilled into them, brother, and teach them about God, teach them about his nature, about how that he does things. Brother, the Bible said, bring up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart therefrom. And brother, I'll tell you today, that these people were wise. Brother, they brought their wives. He said, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Brother, we need to teach our children, and we need to tell them, and we need to show them how to live a Christian life. Children look to their parents, brother, and if their parents don't give the guidance they need, they'll start looking somewhere else. Brother, in verse 14, and then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, and the son of Jehiel, the son of Mattaniah, and the revival of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Brother, I want you to know that God's Spirit was raising up, standing up against these armies that come against Israel. And brother, I'll tell you today, it's the same way with you today. God will raise a standard in your life by his Spirit. He said it wasn't by power, it wasn't by might, but he said it was by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Oh, listen to me, said, and he said, hearken ye all, Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you. Now listen to what the Lord was telling him. This was in verse 15, the 20th chapter of 2 Chronicles. Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God. God recognized it was a great multitude, but he recognized that Israel was weak. When it comes to trying to fight this great multitude, and God told them that it wasn't going to be their battle. They wasn't going to have to fight. Brother, they wasn't going to have to go out in battle. But he said it was God's battle. He said, tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end. the book before the wilderness of Israel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Brother, the Spirit of God was telling them what he was going to do. Brother, how God had in mind. And brother, I'll tell you, the Bible said God cannot lie. And brother, I believe that tonight, that what God tells you, brother, he'll do that. That's why he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. He said, and I'll give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden's light. Honey, when we begin to listen, when we begin to learn about the Lord Jesus Christ, after we yoke up with him, brother, it begins to make our burdens lighter. It begins to strengthen us, and brother, we can go on. Brother, the Bible said, I believe it's in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he cared for you. And that's what Jehoshaphat was doing here. You see, Israel was getting ready to be wiped out if God wasn't going to move in their behalf. But like I said, God wasn't going to let them be destroyed. And brother, God won't let you be destroyed. Brother, if you'll just serve God, if you'll just take your cross up and follow him, brother, he won't let you be destroyed. Oh, listen, said, if you're not, nor be dismayed tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And verse 18, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Brother, in the United States today, there's an atheist, there's an organization that's doing everything they can to get the name of God or to get the name of Jesus Christ out of anything to do with public life. But let me tell you, there's people that's unashamed of him and that will stand and make known and declare the name of the Lord, brother, into all the nations of the world, brother, wherever they might be, brother, the opportunity they have, and they're not ashamed of God today. Jesus said, if you be ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father, which is in heaven. But oh, I'm so glad today that God will give us the strength, brother, no matter who comes against us, brother, or what comes against us, brother, that God will give us the strength to stand up and to worship God. Brother said to the Levites, the children of Israel, the Korathites, and the children of the Kohites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Oh, listen to me today. You need to lift your voice up like John's talked about there. Lift your hands up and begin to praise the name of the Lord. Oh, praise him, all ye nations. Praise the name of the Lord. Bless his holy name. He's righteous in all the earth. Bless God. And he saveth such as being humble and of a contrite spirit. Oh, listen to me today. Is this God dealing with you today about coming to him because of something going on in your life? If he is, he's wanting to help you with that. He wants you to give it to him. And then rose early in the morning wind went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Now listen to this. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, and so shall you prosper. Brother, he was telling them they could believe what God had told them, what the Spirit of God told them when he came upon this individual here, and he began to prophesy and speak by the Spirit of God. He told them they would believe that. He said they'd be established, and if they would believe that, they said, and believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Oh, listen to me today, that people is running to and fro, and they're trying to do everything in the world to prosper and to make more money. But let me tell you something, brother, there's something much more important than and money, brother, in that serving the living God. The Bible says that God owns the cattle of a thousand hills. They said all the gold and all the silver are mine. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God, brother, he told him that all it has to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Brother, he meant that. He wasn't beating around the bush, but he meant that tonight. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers to the Lord. Now listen to this. The first thing he done, he consulted with the people, and then he appointed singers to the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord for his mercy endures forever. Brother, he got the singers out there to praise the name of the Lord. Brother, I'll tell you, when you begin to sing praises unto God, when you begin to and you begin to lift your hand up and you begin to praise God, there's just something about that that begins to move the heart of God. And when God's heart begins to be moved, bless God, God begins to move in the situation. And when they begin to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Oh, I'll tell you today, he said in verse 23, for the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. Brother, I'll tell you tonight that God began to put it into the hearts of these people to turn on each other. Brother, they was Moab and Ammon turned against Seir, and they destroyed Seir. Brother, and then, brother, they said, and when turn the sword on each other until there's all destroyed. God told them to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Brother, God was showing them his great salvation here. Brother, you might say, brother, that it, I thought salvation meant being born again. It does mean being born again into the family of God. But salvation also means deliverance, brother, from bondage. It means deliverance from the things that come against you to try to bind you up and to try to defeat you. When God begins to deliver you, brother, your salvation has come. Brother, it said when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked into the multitude and behold, they were dead bodies falling to the earth and none escaped. These three nations, they turned their sword on each other and they killed each other until none of them was left alive. Brother, I want you to know today that God, he wants you to be blessed. The Bible said in 3 John 2, beloved, thou wilt above all things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Brother, you might say, how does that, brother, go along with the standing still and of the Lord? It's because, brother, when you go through the battle you go through with, and God is right there helping you, brother, and he's fighting battles for you. He is with you, and he's given you understanding of the situation, brother, and you come out victorious on the other side. Oh, listen to me tonight. God, he wants to fight for you. He wants to fight your battles for you. And you might say, well, I'm afraid. There's no need of being afraid tonight, brother, because all you have to do is do like Jehoshaphat done and turn to the Lord and begin to seek after God, brother, and then draw nigh to the Lord, and he'll draw nigh to you. Brother, I'll tell you today that God, he's with you today. He'll bless you today. He'll minister to you today. And brother, he'll minister to you all the days of your life if you'll just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God, he's with you. And brother, he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, but I'll be with you all the way even to the end of the world. Brother, listen to me. Jesus is not going anywhere, but he's going to be with you. He's going to hold you up. He's going to strengthen you and make you victorious. And he said, behold, I'm he that was alive and was dead, and yet am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and of hell. And it's just like I can see him, brother, with a ring of keys in his hand, shaking them keys up and down, and the devil cowering back, because Jesus won victory over death, hell, and the grave. And brother, he come down, brother, and he give us that, brother, that one of these days, whenever we come down, the psalmist said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he didn't say, though I walk through death, he said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And brother, I want you to know today, brother, that God, he wants us to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God delights, brother, in his people tonight. God delights in his people. And if you're a child of God tonight, God delights in you. And he wants to show you himself that you might know. John said, he said, these things have we written that you might believe. And God wants you to know that you might believe, that your faith might be strengthened. Brother, when your victory comes, that you can rejoice, brother, because God has made himself known to you. Oh, listen to me today. The Bible tells us that, brother, that the knowledge of God, brother, he is coming to us. Brother, we preach to you about a God tonight, not about a God, but about God, the one that inhabits the heavens. Brother, and the Bible says the universe, the heavens cannot contain his presence. And brother, I want you to know we preach to you about that God tonight, and the one who come and gave his life and rose again for you, that you might be saved. Listen to me, folks, and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. If you're going through something and you don't know how to take it to the Lord and give God a chance to work in your life, he'll work in your life and he'll bring forth victory in your life. Oh, listen to me today, folks. Jesus, he's waiting for you to call on him. And Jehoshaphat here, listen to this down through here in verse 25. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them abundance, both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. And on the fourth day they assembled themselves in the valley of Baraka. For there they blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of the same place was called the Valley of Baraka. And to this day, be like Jehoshaphat. Turn it over to the Lord and let God begin to fight your battles. And then learn to, and every time a battle comes up, do that every time a battle comes up, and then it'll become second nature to you, and it won't be hard to do. The Bible said, for my yoke is easy and my burden's light. God made an easy way for us to go. He said the way of a transgressor was hard. But brother, if you're living for Jesus tonight, honey, your burden is light. Just begin to learn of him, and you'll see what God will do for you. God bless you tonight. Brother Lloyd, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother Eddie's wonderful word of God. That's great. I'm going to ask Sister Betty here to read another announcement here.
We will be in Revival Harvest Tabernacle. 15 Pleasant Valley Road, Chillicothe, Ohio, August the 11th to the 14th at 7 p.m. The pastors are Michael and Lorna Millette, and they invite everyone in the surrounding areas to come out and be a part of this. And we will also be having a two-day city revival, Reaching the World for Christ, and Lloyd Yearwood presents two-day city revival Holy Ghost Street Service, September the 27th and 28th, 2013, and the time is Friday and Saturday night at 7 p.m. Location will be between the Madisonville Courthouse and the Volunteer Federal Bank on Main Street in Madisonville, Tennessee. Guest preachers and special singers every night. Bring your lawn chairs and come out and worship the Lord with us. Looking for signs, wonders, and miracles, expecting to see souls saved, set free, delivered, and healed in these services.
Praise the Lord. So, I want you to come out and be with us there in these services, and want to ask Tim to come around and sing another song there. Quite a bit of reading here to do. So, but we're ministering tonight on Stand Still and See the Salvation of the Lord. You know, as Brother Eddie and Brother John done brought it out there about do all that you can do, you know, and just stand. Just watch the salvation of God. So that's what the message is all about tonight, and we're going to be ministering tonight from Acts, the 8th chapter, and so you can just turn with us there to Acts 8, and we're going to be starting in verse 5. Go ahead.
Then Philip went down into the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them.
Amen. And now, you know, that's what Philip done. He's was a great evangelist, and he went down to the city there, and he preached Christ to them. And, you know, that's all that we're doing tonight is just preaching Christ to you out there. You may be lost, and you may be on your way to well, if you're lost, I know that you're on your way to the devil's hell without any hopes. But, my friend, all you got to do is just turn your life over to the Lord. Just like this man we're going to read about here in a few minutes, about how that he's turned his life over to God. And, you know, that's what it's all about. Philip preached Christ unto him. So I'm going to let her read some more here. Praise God.
Verse 6. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed.
Amen. Now, you know, you see, they took heed to what Philip was telling them there about Christ. And they were seeing the signs. They were seeing the miracles being done. You know, that's the way that it is today, my friend. A true born-again believer, if they're ministering the Word of God, then they're going to have some signs of following them. The Word said the signs shall follow them that believe. And I believe tonight, and you believe, we can see miracles for them. We can see the palsy, the people that has strokes. We can see them healed and made whole. And I tell you what, God is still God. He's still doing the same thing that he did then. He ain't never changed. As somebody brought it out a while ago, I believe Brother John brought it out. Jesus said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't ever change. And I believe Brother Eddie said that he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's going to stay with you. And that's where the Lord's at today. He's standing right beside of you, waiting on you to call out on him and to just ask him to come in and let him form the miracle in your life. And move the stumbling block that's hindering you from going on with him. I tell you what, God is still doing these great and mighty works today. Hallelujah. Go ahead and read some more, honey.
And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God, and to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women.
Amen. Now, you see, we see up there this man, he was using witchcraft on him, and he was deceiving a lot of people. And, you know, today that same kind of a spirit is still right here in this land today. There's people out here today is bewitching people. People out here today with them spirits going on. You may say, well, where they're at, my friend, if they're not with the Lord, as they're not holding up the name of Jesus, and they don't have the Spirit of God in their life, they're a witchcraft spirit, and they will deceive many, and there'd be many, the Bible said in the last days, that there'd be many false prophets coming across, and you know, and John said, even already in this world, they're here today, whenever John was here, and that's where the spirits of Satan is at, in the witchcraft spirits, but thank God, I'm glad that we, the believers, can stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord unfold right before our eyes. We can see miracles. We can see signs and wonders happening because we are a child of the King, because we look to the author and the finisher of our faith. God is still God. He's still doing the same things that he was doing whenever they was writing out the scriptures. God is still God. He's still speaking the same words. He's not changed not one iota. He's not changed one dot. He's not changed one T. What he spoke then, he still speaks today. And I'm so thankful that I know that. Praise God. I can go back to the Word of God. I can find out what he said and what he's done. He said, do all that you know to do and just stand and watch the salvation of the Lord. I tell you what, that's what God is looking for people to do today. Hallelujah. I want to let Betty read some more.
Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Praise God. You see, they were, praise God. Back to prayer just a little bit, that too.
Now, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of the Lord, they sent unto them Peter and John.
Amen. Now, you see, they sent Peter and John unto them there that they might receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And, you know, praise God, there in verse 15 it says,
who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost.
Praise God. You know, whenever Peter and John come down from up there, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I'm glad tonight, hallelujah, that Peter and John went down and he prayed for them and they received the Holy Ghost. I tell you, God is still doing the same thing today. He's still baptizing people with the Holy Ghost. Let's go on now just a little bit further.
For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost.
See, praise God. You know, I tell you, Paul over there in one passage of Scripture over in Corinthians, he talked about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I tell you here, Peter and John, John laid hands on them, and they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And Paul said over there, he said, by laying on my hands, I would stir up the gifts within. I tell you what, by laying on our hands, like Peter and John did here, how people received of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. My friend, God is still doing that same thing today. You and I, how we can lay our hands on people and they can receive the Holy Ghost. I know people says that it's not for us, but my friend, second chapter of Acts, it declares that as many as called, that he will give them the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And he said, even unto your children and as far off, I pray God that the Lord God shall call. I'm glad tonight, hallelujah, that we can lay hands on people and they can receive the Holy Ghost. I've done it, and God has baptized them with the Holy Ghost, and I thank God for it. I thank God for the gift of the Holy Ghost, that he's baptizing people with. And I tell you what, the Holy Ghost has got the fire that will burn the sins out of people's lives and will burn them and straighten them out. And they will have a clean, a holy, a dedicated life. I thank God for that, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I'm so thankful tonight. I pray God that Peter and John had the gift that they just preached Christ and laying hand on, laying their hands on them, and people received. Today, my friend, we can do the same thing. If we're not doing it, there's something wrong. Praise God. Go ahead.
Hello. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money.
Amen.
Saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, the money perish with thee, or thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money.
Amen. You see, praise God. This is a free gift to the people today, and this is what they need to do, is just reach out to it and receive it. It don't cost you one dime to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I tell you what, it don't cost you nothing, my friend. This is the gift of God that he has for each and every one of us. If we will only reach out and get a hold of it. I thank God tonight that the gift of the God, I tell you what, money, you cannot buy nothing. You can't buy salvation. I tell you what, this is what he said, do, and you shall says stand. Praise God. Just stand and see the salvation of the Lord. That's what people needs to do today, is just stand and see God move, and move the obstacles that's in their lives. The baptism of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, will move it, and move the things out. It will give you the strength to overcome everything that will come against you. I thank God tonight. Says, hallelujah. I'll let you read your words.
Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this thy wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity.
Praise the Lord.
Then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. The angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that thou goest down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Esaias the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to the chariot, to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Esaias and said, understandest thou what thou readest?
Amen. You know, now Philip was asking this man, Ethiopian, a question there. He heard him reading the word of God. And Philip asked him, said, do you understand what you've read? And the Ethiopian told him, no, he couldn't understand without some man showed him what that he read there. And, you know, I praise God. That's what we're doing tonight. We're trying our best to show you and try to tell you the ways of the kingdom of God. We're trying the best to point you in to the kingdom. My friend, I tell you what, I can't take you there, but all I can do is tell you the way to go. And if you will take heed, just like this Ethiopian did there to Philip, he took heed to him, and praise God. I'll let her read a little bit more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
And he said, how can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before her his shearers, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life was taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, or himself, or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus.
Amen.
And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Amen. You see, praise God. We see there that the eunuch come to the pool of water. He come there and he seen a bunch of water. And he asked Philip, he said, what hinder me? And Philip asked him if he believed. And he said he believed. And, you know, that's the way it is today. I believe today that people, a lot of people need to repent of their sins and they need to get baptized. I tell you what, it was important in the Bible days that they get baptized. And Jesus said there in the 28th chapter of St. Matthew, he said, go and teach all nations to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And lo, I'll be with ye always, even to the end of the world. I tell you what, it's time today that people, when they repent, whenever they say that they repented, they need to go and get baptized because that is the word of God. That is God, the plan of salvation. Praise God. And get sanctified. I tell you what, they first need to get saved. Then they need to get sanctified. Then they need to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then, praise God, but you know, the Bible teaches us over there, after they get saved and get sanctified, they need to be baptized. And then in a few days, the Bible said that they would receive of the Holy Ghost, and with Holy Ghost and with fire. I tell you what, with that Holy Ghost and with fire, that will wipe out all the sins of man's life or a woman's life or a boy or girl's life. It will make them a fit candidate for the kingdom of God. They can be holy. They can be pure. They can be undefiled without any sin. I tell you, it's important today that people hear and receive what thus saith God and what His Word says. I thank God tonight that we can declare Christ unto this lost and dying world. We declare Christ unto everybody all over the world because without the name of Christ, without Jesus, there's no way that you're going to be saved. We've got to come to Jesus and ask Him to come into our life and to change us and make us whole and be perfect, pure, undefiled, without sin. I tell you, God's Word tells us to be perfect even as He is perfect. I praise God for that. Hallelujah. I've got a couple more verses here.
And He commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and He baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, that's just the way the Lord moved. That's the way the Holy Ghost moved. He took Philip, praise God, and he carried him on out after he baptized the eunuch. My friend, today, I don't know if anybody getting carried out like that, but God could. But He carried Enoch out, Philip out to preach the gospel. And I tell you what, he was happy. And I believe tonight, my friend, that Enoch, I believe he was happy. I believe he was saved. I believe he was sanctified. I believe he was filled with the Holy Ghost. I believe he was ready, hallelujah, to carry the word. And I tell you what, I'm glad, hallelujah, that other prophet went along with him, or just went with Philip. Or, you know, praise God, I can't think of his name right now. We are ready to our men to go.
Simon,
hallelujah, himself, he believed also, and he went with Philip. I tell you what, he's still the same. He sends them out by twos today. He sent them out by twos then with the word of God. And I tell you what, that's what he's doing today, my friend. He's sending us out by twos to carry the word and to declare Christ unto this lost and dying world. I praise God for it. I praise God for the old time I felt salvation. That I feel. I praise God every time. I said, Lord, I just thank you for this old time. I felt salvation. Something, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Something that I can feel. I wouldn't have a thing that I couldn't feel because I wouldn't know when I lost it if I lost it. But praise God, I thank God that I can feel something like Jeremiah said, just like fire. Shut up in my bones. I praise God for that because I feel Him. I know that He's still with me. He's still around. I just praise God for that. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Brother Tim to come and sing another song, and Brother Eddie, I'll let you come back after Tim sang and obey the Lord again.
All right.
Appreciate that song. Brother Eddie, come on now and obey the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Now, over here in the third chapter of the book of Joshua, Joshua was leading the children of Israel. Moses had brought them out of Egypt and brought them to the Red Sea, as John preached about a while ago, and he led them for 40 years in the wilderness out there. And the wilderness, we think about a lot of times around where I live at, we think about the mountains and we think about the woodland, but the wilderness that they led them in was desert. And brother, they complained about the water they had to, they didn't have. And brother, just a few days after they're out there, and the Lord told Moses, he said, to smite the rock, and he smote it, and he gave forth water. And then they begin to complain about not having anything to eat, and God began to rain manna down. And brother, he rained manna down until this time, whenever that they were getting ready to go across Jordan into the promised land. God had told him, he said, I'm going to give you a land flowing with milk and honey. And brother, he said, and Joshua rose early in the morning, and they returned from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the priest, the Levites bearing it, then you shall move from your place and go after it. And the brother, they had it whenever that the Ark moved, they rose up and they began to move. And they, the priest would carry the Ark, and wherever the priest would go to, they would, the children of Israel would begin to follow them, but they didn't get up real close to them. It said here in verse 4, yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure, and that's about 3,000 feet. Come right near to it, that you may know the way by which you
I must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. Brother, they've never been there. But Brother God wanted them, and Joshua was telling them, you need to know which way to go, so stay back, so you can see which way the ark's going, so you can follow it. And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Listen to me today, God is still a God of signs and wonders. Brother, and God will show himself strong in the behalf of them that trust in him. God will show himself to people that wants to see him, the people that wants to know him. He'll show them in a way they can understand it. God will come to you if you're on the level of your understanding that you can understand who he is. He said, take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. Now here's the Lord said unto Joshua this day, this is the seventh verse, and they verse that this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. Moses, when he led the children of Israel out, brother, they was miracles happened that, and Brother God was showing that Joshua that he was going to do the same thing for him that he done for Moses, that the people would look to Joshua for leadership, that they would look to him as God's chosen man to lead them and to guide them, to take them into the promised land. And thou shalt command the priest that by the Ark of the Covenant, saying, when you come to the brink of the water of Jordan, you shall stand still in Jordan. Preaching tonight on stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And God was beginning to going to show the people this salvation, delivering them from this wilderness that they'd been in. They was getting ready to cross over into the promised land that God had promised them. He said, I'm going to give you a land flowing with milk and with honey. And God was getting them ready. The Jordan River separated them from that promised land, and God was getting ready to pitch it so they could go across. And he told them that the priest, when they got into the water of the Jordan, he told them to stand still. You see, well, it's like the wind blowing, when we get to moving around a whole lot, we can't hear God. But when we be still before God, brother, when we're still, we can hear that small, still voice. When Elijah went out there, the Bible said, brother, he went to the mouth of the cave, and there was a wind around the rocks, but God wasn't in the wind. He said there was a fire, but God was not in the fire. But he said that God spoke to him in a still, small voice. Brother, I'll tell you today that God chooses people today to speak to them, and if we be still before God, bless God, God will come to us, and God will begin to speak to our heart. He'll begin to lead us. He'll begin to guide us. He'll give us the instruction we need to go on and to live our life and to do what we need to do. And in verse 9, he said, and Joshua said to the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, you back, you know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Listen to me today. God will show you that he'll fight your battles for you. Listen, but you got to want him to come and to show you. And when you want him to show you, brother, he'll move. I remember a time that Hezekiah was sick. And brother, when he was sick, brother, that Isaiah asked him a sign. What he wanted him to do, he said, let the sundial move backwards by 10 degrees. And out here later on, when Joshua was in the promised land. By the way, the sun had all, it moved backwards by 10 degrees. And when Joshua, after he got over into Canaan, brother, he was in the middle of the thick of a battle. And brother, he commanded the sun to be still. And he commanded the moon to be still. And it was still for almost today until he could fight this battle and win this battle. Listen, he said in verse 11, behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you in the Jordan. Now therefore take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe of man. Brother, God always took a man out. Brother, when he spent the last, sent the spies in, when Moses sent the spies into the land of Canaan, when they first got up there, he sent 12 men, one from each tribe. And now he was telling them to get one man out of each tribe of Israel. It was 12 tribes, and that was 12 men. Brother, it shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priest that by the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut out from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap. Listen to me today. God can stop the enemy dead in his track. And like I said a while ago, when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. There's nothing that can stand or to stay God's hand. And when God tells you he's going to do something, honey, he'll do that. Brother, you can depend on that. As the old saying goes, you can take it to the bank, because God watches over his word to perform it. Oh, listen to me tonight, folks. God is wanting to move. He's wanting to stop that that's coming against you. The Bible said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against principalities, or against the rulers of darkness of this world, against wickedness in high places. And brother, I'll tell you what, we can fight against that. But listen to me, we don't have to stand by ourselves. God, he'll fight our battle. He told us to take the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, have a girdle of our loins girt about with truth, have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. And he said, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. He said, take the shield of faith, and whereby you might quench all the fiery darts of the devil. And brother, I want you to know today, there's no place to stop. Brother, he said, and having done all to stand, to stand there. He said, stand, basically, he was saying, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You put this armor on. Brother, when you use that shield of faith, and the enemy shoots a dart at you, all you've got to do is take that shield of faith and keep it in front of you, and it'll deflect those arrows. Oh, I'm telling you today, God has given us the tools that we need, brother, to be able to go on, to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God has given us everything that we need to win victory in this today, because God has already given us the victory. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Brother, I believe that's in 1 John 5:4. Brother, I'll tell you today that God, he's given us his whole armor. Brother, a suit of armor that the devil, when we use that shield of faith, he can't pierce it. But brother, the devil has to move out of the way. Brother, because I'll tell you something, God is our strength today, and the devil can't stop God. He can't hinder the strength of God. Brother, through Jesus Christ, through his shed blood, brother, Jesus shed his blood that we could be saved. He shed his blood that we could be sanctified. His brother Hubert was talking about, he shed his blood that we could be baptized in the Holy Ghost. As brother Hubert was preaching about that a while ago, brother, he shed his blood that we could go on, that we could live for Jesus, that we could be made the righteousness of God through the Lord Jesus Christ, through his shed blood. Oh, I'll tell you today, we are healed. The Bible says that by his stripes salvation, and on he was buried, he was hung up between the heavens and the earth on a cross, and brother, after a few hours, he gave up the ghost, he died, and they took him down, they put him in a tomb, and on that third appointed morning, he come up, oh, Victoria, over death, hell, and the grave, he was raised from the dead, he purchased our healing, and first Peter 2:24 says, by whose stripes you were healed. Brother, God has sent healing to us today. Brother, I want you to know today, if you're sick today, brother, begin to call on the name of the Lord, and God will begin to move in your situation. Brother, I want you to know the Bible says that it's appointed once in a man to die, once in a man to die. And brother, whenever that, if it's our time, brother, we're going to go be with the Lord. But if it's not our time, brother, God will begin to move in our situation, and brother, he'll begin to work in our behalf. And verse 14 says, and it came to pass when the people were moved from their tent to the Passover Jordan, and the priest bound the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they bound the ark, were coming to Jordan, and the feet of the priest that by the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth its banks at this time of harvest. Now listen to here. The Jordan River was flooding its banks, but God was getting ready to do a miracle for these people that they could get across to the other side. He said that the waters which came down from above and rose up on a heap very far from the city Adam and is beside Zarethan, and those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea failed and were cut off, and the people passed right over against Jericho, and the priest that by the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until the people were passed clean over Jordan. Brother, listen to that. Not only did the Red Sea divide, and brother, the waters began to heap up on a heap above the where it was coming down, and it cut the waters off where it was going down to the Dead Sea, to the Salt Sea, which is the Dead Sea. And brother, the ground immediately was made dry, and they went across on dry land. You know what is really peculiar about this is that when they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, their clothes never wore out, their shoes never wore out, but God kept them. He fed them. And when a need come up, brother, I remember a time they was at a certain place of water, and the water was bitter, and the Lord showed Moses a tree to put in the water to make the water sweet. And brother, whenever that he cut that tree and put in that water, it made the water sweet. Oh, I'll tell you today that God, he knows what you're going through. He'll help you today. But if you'll begin to seek him, brother, you're preaching about Joshua and the Jehoshaphat a while ago, and Jehoshaphat began to seek the Lord. Brother, I'll tell you today, the Spirit of the Lord came upon that man and told him that they wouldn't have to fight in the battle. Oh, listen to me today. Honey, we can pray and seek after God, the Bible said, and we'll find him when we seek for him with all of our heart. The Bible says, I believe it's the 7th chapter of the book of Matthew. He said, to ask and you shall receive, to seek and you'll find, and knock and the door shall be opened. For to him that asketh, he receiveth, and to him that seeketh, he findeth, and to him that knocketh, to him the door shall be opened. So that tells me that God will hear, and God will answer the prayers of his people. Oh, listen to me today. Oh, listen to me. You might think that God has forsaken you, but he's not forsaken you. Brother, he'll help you through this trial. But Peter said, the trial of your faith being much more precious than fine gold. Brother, whenever you're going through a trial, it'll only go for a while, and then it'll be over with. God will bring it to an end, brother, and then you'll be made stronger for it, and you'll begin, your faith will be made stronger for it. Brother, it's like the three Hebrew children there. Brother, they were thrown into a fiery furnace because they refused to bow Nebuchadnezzar had made. Brother, they refused to do that. And brother, he heated the furnace seven times hotter than it was needed to be heated. And he got the strongest men in his army to throw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace. But brother, I want you to know something, you see. Brother, they put all their clothes on them. They wanted to get rid of every iota of them. And brother, I'll tell you today, they told them into that furnace. But whenever they went in, their bounds were burnt loose. And Nebuchadnezzar looked in and he said, didn't we throw a plea in? He said, I see poor walking around. And the fourth is likened to the Son of God. He said, to stand still and to see the salvation of the Lord. Honey, salvation today can belong to you. It can belong to me if we'll just stand still and wait on him. He said, the strength shall be renewed that wait upon the Lord. Listen to me today, folks. God is wanting to work in your life, and God is wanting to move in my life. He's wanting to work in my life. He's wanting to work in your life. He's wanting to show himself strong in the behalf of them that trust in him. Listen, folks, tonight, put your trust in the Lord. Wait upon him. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Brother Gilbert, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother Eddie. That's good preaching. I want to let Betty read these announcements again, because these revivals and things got coming up and everything, well, we want them really announced out there. So God bless everybody.
We will be in revival at Harvest Tabernacle, 12755 Pleasant Valley Road, Chillicothe, Ohio, on August the 11th through the 14th at 7 p.m. Pastors are Michael and Lorna Millette, and they invite everyone in the surrounding area to come out and be a part of it. And Preach the Girl for Christ and Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood presents two-day City Revival Holy Ghost Street Services, September the 27th and 28th, 2013, Friday and Saturday night, 7 p.m. Location is between the Madisonville Courthouse and the Volunteer Federal Bank on Main Street in Madisonville, Tennessee. There will be guest preachers and special singers each night. Bring your lawn chairs and come out and worship the Lord with us. Looking for signs, wonders, and miracles, expecting to see souls saved, free, delivered, and healed in these services.
Amen. Praise God. So I want you to come. You can sit on the white line in the middle of the street. You don't have to worry about no cars, because the street's going to be blocked between the two red lights. I got something here I want to read and try to point out a little bit more on what I was preaching there a while ago. Verse 9, it said, Acts 8, in verse 9, it says, but there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, given out that himself was some great one. Now let's jump down to 11 and see what it's saying here. And to them, to him, they had regard because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. And now, verse 13, it takes to put the cake on the icing. Then Simon himself believed also, and he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. You know, praise God, there we see where there was a man of an evil, using witchcraft spirits, he received the message of Christ. And you know, whenever he received, he went on down through there, and he was baptized. Praise God, and I believe tonight God is still God. I believe he's still doing the same thing. You know, just take Simon himself believed also. Praise God. I tell you what, that's a miracle, brothers and sisters. He believed also, and whenever he believed, it said, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. You know, praise God. Jesus was doing miracles and signs and wonders back then. He's still doing them today. So I'm going to ask him if he got another song there. So let him sing another song. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. Brother Eddie? Brother Eddie?
Yeah.
You want to just go ahead and pray and take us off? We've got about 80-something seconds there left now.
Yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, we thank you, Lord, for being with us. We thank you for this broadcast, this wonderful broadcast, Father. And we thank you for the wonderful people, Lord, that you tuned in. And we pray, Heavenly Father, may something have been said that, Lord, during this broadcast, Father, that's ministered, God, to the people that's listening in tonight. And I pray, God, that you'd be with them. And I pray, God, that you'd watch over them. And I pray, God, that you'd begin to move and minister to each one of them, Lord, in their life and lift them up and encourage them, Father. And I pray for each one, Lord, that's been a partaker, Lord, that's been used in this broadcast. I pray that you'd bless them, Heavenly Father. I pray that you'd minister to them. And I pray, God, that, Lord, that Brother Yearwood goes to him and his family, goes to Ohio in this revival, that, God, you'd give them a safe trip up there, Father, and that you'd give them a good revival and give them a safe trip back home, Lord. And, God, we pray, Father, in Jesus' name today, that you would, Lord, just minister, that you'd move, Heavenly Father, and that you'd grant every request, Lord. We ask it in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, we look to you, Father. And, God, we thank you, Father, and help us, Lord, to always to be ready to stand still, Lord, and see the salvation of the Lord, because we know, Lord, that you, Father, that you move, Father, for your people, and that you hear them, and that you answer them, Lord. And God, I pray, Father, in Jesus' name tonight, that you would, Lord, just bless each one and have your way in the hearts and lives of each one. And God, I pray for Brother Yearwood's church, Lord, that you'd send him a pastor, Heavenly Father, a good pastor, Lord. And God, in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I bless you, Father, tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother Eddie. So we're going off, so we'll talk to you there directly.
All right, brother. God bless you and good night.
Okay, God bless you.